May Jesus Christ be praised, and may His Holy Mother pray for us. Sometimes I get a little distracted. I even get a little distracted sometimes during Mass. It's not babies crying, and it's not people wandering around during the homily or during the consecration. Those aren't the things that distract me. But sometimes I get distracted by kind of normal things, like during the second or third Mass of the day, and I start to think in the midst of a prayer, I'm hungry. In the midst of the prayers of intercession, as we pray for the Pope and the bishops, for the poor of the world, for everything else, and I think, Lord, I want a cheeseburger. And then I try to remind myself about where I am, about what I'm supposed to be about, even in the midst of those distractions. And those are pretty normal kinds of things to get distracted by. But then there's other things that become distractions. There's other storms that become distractions. There is the violence that takes place even in churches, even in Charleston, South Carolina. There is the violence that takes place each day against the unborn in the womb. There is the violence that takes place each day throughout the country and throughout the world, and that is distracting. There is the lack of respect for parents and for priests, for churches and for governments. All of those things can become a great distraction. All of those things can become storms that take our focus off the most important things in life. But sometimes it's not the storm that distracts me. Sometimes it's not the storm that's the problem. Sometimes I feel, maybe you do too, but sometimes I feel like Jesus is asleep in the boat. Sometimes I have that feeling that Jesus is asleep in the boat because my prayer doesn't get answered the way I wanted it to be answered. I thought we had a deal, God. I will say my prayer correctly. I will clearly present my request in the proper form and in the proper format. And then you will answer my prayer in exactly the way that I have asked you to. Sometimes I feel like Jesus is asleep in the boat. Sometimes when our prayers go unanswered or not answered the way that we want them to be, we think that Jesus is asleep in the boat. But there's another way to look at that story. There's another way to look at the story in the gospel today about Jesus being asleep in the boat in the midst of the storm. There's a better way to look at the story. It's a better way to read it. Because you have to remember, we all have to remember, that the main character in the story in today's gospel is not the storm. The storm is not the center of the story. And for that matter, the disciples aren't the center of the story. And we have to remember to read the scriptures and read the events of our lives and even read the storms with our mind set on what is essential and what is central to the story. Because even when I get distracted by the storms, even when I feel like Jesus is asleep in the boat, the Almighty God calls us to remember that the most important thing is not the storm, but it's that we're in the boat with Jesus. We're in the boat with Jesus. And He has the power to calm the storms outside of us and to calm the storms within us. Amen.